mark made in the ruling has the president of the local chapter of the Freedom Party seeing red. News 98's Deborah Hurst has more.
Mr. Justice Dennis O'Leary noted that the law lets parents excuse their children from opening exercises, but in making the decision to let the law stand, he remarked it may be a minor infringement on people's rights. Robert Metz says that remark leaves the Charter of Rights and Freedoms without any punch.
Every violation of a right and freedom is a major situation, since those rights and freedoms have been prescribed for us as things that are supposed to be inviolable.
The case was taken to court by five families from Sudbury who claim there is pressure on their children to take part in opening exercises. Deborah Hurst, News 98.
A remark by an Ontario Supreme Court judge has the president of the local branch of the Freedom Party upset. Mr. Justice Dennis O'Leary ruled the Lord's Prayer in schools is constitutional and refused to strike down the provincial law that requires it. But Robert Metz is upset with some of the reasons for the decision.
Quote, his decision is a minor infringement of their freedom of conscience and religion, insufficient to consider the regulation a violation of the Charter of Rights and Freedoms. He has, in effect, admitted that our Charter of Rights and Freedoms is a meaningless piece of paper because a minor violation is the only kind of violation that exists.
The provincial legislation allows parents to have their children excused from opening exercises. It was challenged in court by five families in Sudbury.